Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
Deep in the forests of northern Thailand, a little girl named Lek was walking through the brush next to her elephant friend, Tongkum. A light drizzle fell on the thick green leaves all around them both. Then, Tongkum stopped and tapped Lek's head with his trunk. She knew what he wanted. Lek took a banana from her bag and offered it up. Tongkum grabbed the fruit with his trunk and tossed it into his mouth, his tail swinging. Then he let out a low rumbling sound of appreciation as Lek pet his gray, leathery skin. This was their very special way of communicating with each other. This was their way of saying thank you. I love you, and you're safe with me. I'm Sarah Sue, and this is Good Night Stories for Rebel Girls, a fairy tale podcast about the real-life rebel women who inspire us. On this episode, Sangduen Lek Chai Lut, the founder of the Elephant Nature Park in northern Thailand. Lek has rescued and rehabilitated over 200 Asian elephants and has created a loving sanctuary where they can live in peace and harmony. Sangduen Chai Lut was born in 1961 in a remote village called Ban Lao. Everyone called her Lek, a Thai word for small one. Lek's grandfather was a shaman, or healer, and after he helped save someone's life, he was gifted with an elephant named Tongkum. Lek and Tongkum loved exploring the wilderness together. Nothing brought Lek more joy than watching Tongkum romp in the mud, his paper-thin ears flapping in the breeze. Lek felt like Tongkum was part of her family. When Lek was 16, she saw something that changed her life. She was volunteering with a missionary in the jungle when she heard elephants trumpeting in distress. Lek followed the noise to get a closer look. When she found the elephants, they were chained to enormous trees, pulling and straining. They looked and sounded miserable. Lek quickly learned that these were logging elephants, used by people to haul freshly cut trees. For over a century, the logging industry forced elephants to do this dangerous work. Not only were the elephants often injured doing this, but they were also losing their natural habitat. One of the elephants Lek saw that day was stumbling as he tried to haul a huge log with his tusks and trunk. Lek watched in horror while an elephant trainer screamed and poked at the elephant's head with a stick. The elephant moaned, and Lek saw that his eyes were filled with fear. She felt a shiver of panic rise through her body. She had to help this incredible creature. But how?
Listen, we've all had our embarrassing BO moments, am I right? I once made my friend's Pearl Jam t-shirt stink so badly that she blamed me for the band breaking up. But fear not. Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making sure that none of us have to worry about BO ever again. Unlike many other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a whole new way. Lumi delivers 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet, and yeah, that includes your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. As a special offer, new customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code REBELGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. I kid you not, the lavender sage cream tube is definitely on my list of things I must have if I'm stranded on a deserted island. Smell for yourself. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with code REBELGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code REBELGIRLS. So lift those pits and stay rebel. Hey rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes.
Over the next few years, Lek earned her university degree and worked many part-time jobs, trying to find out more about the wildlife around her. With the money she made, she bought medicine for elephants, and she returned to the jungle to help as many as she could. She soon learned how dire the situation was. Asian elephants had become endangered and could soon become extinct. She had to act now if she was going to save them. In 1991, Lek started a mobile clinic called Jumbo Express. She drove around to remote villages in a truck, giving out medicine and trying to soothe injured, neglected, or elderly elephants. It was demanding and exhausting work, jostling along bumpy roads and winding mountain paths, spending all day in the sun or the mud. But the journey was always worth it. Lek felt like she had a deep connection to these amazing animals. She spoke to them gently and listened to each of their rumbles and vibrations. Soon, she became known throughout the region as the Elephant Whisperer. After traveling around with the Jumbo Express for a few years, Lek was able to buy a small plot of land and create a rescue mission. She began to gather sick and injured elephants and lead them back to her space to help them heal. Then, Lek received a very generous donation, 250 acres of land in the lush mountainous Methang Valley of northern Thailand. Lek was so excited. She and a trusted team of animal advocates got to work, clearing out the overgrown brush, planting banyan trees and acacia. Lek was determined to turn this sweep of land into an elephant sanctuary, a place where elephants could graze in the fields, bathe in the river, and live full, peaceful lives. And that is exactly what she did. In 1998, Elephant Nature Park became the first elephant sanctuary of its kind established in Asia. Lek made sure to welcome each elephant with love and respect as they adjusted to their new surroundings. Many of the elephants were injured or orphaned, But with Lek's gentle care and medical attention, they were able to rehabilitate and form new herds. They splashed in the mud, chewed on fresh leaves, and trumpeted with joy. Still, there were always new challenges. Many people in northern Thailand relied on elephants to perform in circuses and give rides to tourists. People needed them for their livelihoods. The villagers came to Elephant Nature Park to protest and told her to leave. They didn't understand what this tiny woman was doing with all of this land and all of these elephants who used to make the villagers money. Instead of fighting back, Lek listened to the villagers and invited them in. She gave them jobs and educated them about elephant welfare. Soon, the sanctuary became a community effort. Both the elephants and the people who had depended on them began to thrive. With kindness and compassion, Lek shared her love of elephants with more and more people. She visited trekking camps and spoke to the elephant trainers there too. With her guidance, some of them converted their trekking camps into sanctuaries for elephants, just like hers. Today, Elephant Nature Park continues to flourish and expand. Lek and her team have rescued over 200 elephants, as well as dogs, cats, goats, boars, rabbits, horses, wild birds, buffalo, and more. When any creature is brought to the park, they are greeted with soothing care and empathy. In this special place, they don't have to perform for humans or haul heavy lumber. They can roam and heal, play and make new friends. If you visit the Elephant Nature Park one day, you can observe the elephants in their natural state. You may also see Lek giving medicine to any of the animals who need it, or elbow deep in sticky rice and sweet banana as she packs the food into balls for feeding time. You might see her walking down a dirt path, her long braid slung over one shoulder, mountains towering above her, and a herd of elephants by her side. Maybe pausing to wrap their trunks around her, like a hug. This is Lek in her element. Though she is small in stature, she's made a massive impact on this planet. Because she truly leads with love in everything she does. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series, Good Night Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Sura Sue. It was produced and directed by Haley Dapkus, with sound design and mixing by F&K Media. The story was written by Sarah Wise and edited by Abby Scher. Fact-checking by Joe Radigan. The executive producer was Joy Smith. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elettra Barjaki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.